Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, May 5th, 2025. The Maine Legislature's Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources will hold a combined public hearing this morning on two climate crisis bills, LD 1808, an act to enact the Maine Climate Superfund Act, and LD 1870, an act to establish a Climate Superfund cost recovery program to impose penalties on climate polluters. Both bills would apply to entities and their successors that were engaged in the trade or business of extracting fossil fuel or refining crude, and whose products were responsible for more than 1 billion metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions. LD 1808 would apply to entities that engaged in those businesses between the years 2000 and 2024, whereas LD 1870 would go 5 years further back and start at 1995. Under both bills, the entities would be assessed a cost recovery demand for the entity's share of fossil fuel extraction or refinement contributing to greenhouse gas-related costs in the state. Recovered payments would be deposited into a climate superfund cost recovery fund that would be used for climate adaptation and resiliency projects. LD 1870 further directs that the department ensure at least 35% of those funds be used for climate change adaptation projects that benefit low-income persons with environmental justice concerns. The public hearing for those two bills is scheduled to start at 10 o'clock this morning. The Environment and Natural Resources Committee has issued a notice that members of the public who wish to testify in person or via Zoom will have a total of 3 minutes to weigh in on one or both of the bills. At noon, the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources will have another session of public hearings, and the dam ownership bill will be among those having a hearing. LD 1698, an act regarding changes of ownership of dams. It's sponsored by Representative Milliken of Blue Hill and co-sponsored by Senator Hagen of Penobscot, Senator Grahowski of Hancock, and Representative Bishop of Bucksport. That bill adds to the list of types of information that a petitioner must include in a petition to the Department of Environmental Protection to initiate proceedings for release from dam ownership or water level maintenance. It requires the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife to review the economic impact on the surrounding communities, including private and municipal interests, in determining whether the best interest of the public requires that the department assume ownership of a dam. That one will have a public hearing along with two other bills. One of them is LD 1786, an act to require the Department of Environmental Protection to provide certain information regarding PFAS substances to the public and private drinking water well owners. And LD 1882 is a bill that directing the Department of Environmental Protection to conduct rulemaking regarding significant vernal pools. So it's going to be a busy day at the State House. That was just one committee, the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. There are hearings in the others as well. You can see the full schedule at legislature.maine.gov. And looking ahead to Wednesday, the Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust will be hosting nationally recognized forester Ethan Tapper in Bucksport. Quote, "The Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust is proud to welcome Ethan Tapper, renowned forester, best-selling author, and popular content creator from Vermont, as the next featured speaker in its 2025 Views from Great Pond Mountain series. In his thought-provoking presentation, Tapper will explore the complex and often emotional relationship between people and forests, asking, what does it mean to love a forest?" End quote. Doors will open at 6 o'clock Wednesday night at the Alamo Theater on Main Street in Bucksport, and tickets are now on sale at greatpondtrust.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.